Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Quorum is present. I look for a motion to approve the minutes of March 14, 2019.
So moved.
Representative Herr moves approval of the minutes. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Calendar for the day for March 21st, 2019. We are looking for a motion to approve the calendar subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Becker Finn beats Representative Baker to the punch. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The calendar is approved. And then we have members two carryover items from last meeting. Proposed amendments to rule 2.05 and 3.33. I'll take them in whatever order a member wishes to move them.
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Deal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move rule 2.05.
Okay. And just for Representative O'Neill moves that the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration recommends that the temporary rules of the House as adopted on January 8th be amended. And Representative O'Neill, if you could please describe your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In short, this is when a member has a conflict of interest and is off the board and does not vote. This amendment would say that that information should now be in writing and be submitted into the journal so that all of the public would know why that member is not voting and what their conflict is.
Okay. And I believe this was Representative New's proposal from last time. Is there any discussion or further background on the proposed amendment? Well, okay. Members, I don't propose that we bring new rules to the floor this year. We have had, I think, some discussion of a number of items. This is not one that we've discussed in the past. And so I would urge members to oppose the motion. And I think that if this is a discussion point about needing to create a public record for why members aren't voting because of a conflict, we can explore that. But I'm not ready to move forward at this time. But I'm open to any further discussion. Anybody from the audience wish to testify? Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like a roll call on this, please, Mr. Chair. And also, I know that we've had incredible discussions about wanting to be transparent. And in that light, we wanted to bring this forward so that there was greater transparency. And I think it's important for the public to know that if we do have a conflict of interest and we are staying off the board, what that conflict would be. I think that's better transparency. And so that is the reason for this amendment.
Representative Baker.
Mr. Chair, and I think this is a really reasonable request. I think the T word is getting thrown around a lot this year, the transparency. I think this is also an occasion that happens extremely rare. I don't think this is going to be real landmark stuff. I think it's a very reasonable request to accept this. But again, if somebody has to stay off the board for that, just put it in writing, make it part of the record. I just think it shows us that we're really doing our due diligence. I think it's a good rule change.
Representative Becker Finn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would just say, I mean, the rules as is, I can remember one time this happening in the last 2 years, and they state their reasons on the record, and the video is recorded for everybody to see, so I see no reason to change it.
Representative Freiberg.
This proposed amendment also seems broader than just conflicts to me. It seems like any time a member has a medical appointment or some sort, they have to provide it in writing, so it just seems a little potentially intrusive.
Representative O'Neill.
No, that's not the intent, and I don't believe that is written in that way. No, this is when you have a conflict of interest, as in you work for a company or you work for the city of St. Paul, you work for the city of Minneapolis, you work for the city of Buffalo, and you bring a bill forward that directly impacts them. You work for Samaritan's Purse, I used to work for Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. If I had a bill coming forward and I still have, if I'm on their board, that I have a conflict and I feel that it is not in my best interest because I have that conflict. It's really in rare circumstances, but I would also say that I've never heard in the 7 years I've been here of a member getting up and stating that on the floor. They just are off the board. So this would give an opportunity to submit that in writing. And maybe I've missed something, but in 7 years I've been here, I've never heard that said from the House floor why someone's recusing themselves from voting.
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to correct Representative Becker-Finn, the Rule 2.05 does not state that a member must state on the record on the video why they didn't vote. And I actually, I'm in my ninth year here in the legislature, and this doesn't happen a lot, but I have never seen a member state why they have not voted. So just to correct the record on that.
Representative Becker-Finn, and then we'll go to Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I do remember Representative Fisher. The rule currently reads, a member who does not vote when the member's name is called must state reasons for not voting. And folks who were here, I believe it was in 2017, Representative Fisher stood up on the floor and gave a very passionate explanation for his reasons for not voting. And I do remember that because it was a unique circumstance, and it was most certainly on the record. It was his words were quite powerful, so I guess I remember them, but maybe other folks don't.
Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if you have been here for many years and you've noticed that this is an issue, why haven't you brought this forward in the past about updating the rules to reflect this amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Well, now I've got three hands up.
Sorry.
So
I will defer to Representative Dowd.
Representative Dowd.
Yeah, just again, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Becker-Finn. The only time that happens, what you're stating, is if the House is under call and the member's name is called. That's what this rule says. That almost never happens. If the House was placed under call and each member's name was called for that vote, and the member chose not to vote, to stay off the board, and then stated why they, that's what would force what you're stating to happen. Otherwise, normally when a member stays off the board, there is no rule that tells them that they should explain to the House why they haven't voted or what their conflict of interest was.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Representative Winkler?
No.
Representative Herr?
No.
Representative Dowd?
Yes.
Representative Albright?
Yes.
Representative Baker?
No.
Representative Becker-Finn?
No.
Representative Carlson?
No.
Representative Jaskowski? Representative Freiberg?
No.
Representative Garofalo? Representative Hassan?
No.
Representative Howard?
No.
Representative Lilly?
No.
Representative New? Representative Olson?
No.
Representative O'Neill?
Yes.
Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Representative Pinto?
No.
Representative Schultz?
No.
There being four ayes and 12 nays, the motion does not prevail. Now we have the Rule 0.33, which I believe is Representative Baker's.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to remove Rule 3.33, basically the 24-hour amendment rule.
So Representative Baker moves that the committee recommend that the temporary rules of the House be amended by deleting Rule 3.33. Discussion to the motion. Representative Baker.
Mr. Chair, I brought this up, I think it was last week, regarding some of my concerns that I had witnessed personally in the Energy Committee, and concerned that amendments were not heard. They were heard in a way, actually they're not heard yet. They're still delayed, and they were put on the side with the bill that's being laid over. And we'll never get that same time to have that conversation with the same folks in the audience, the testimony that was given. And even though this doesn't affect what I'm talking about today on the House floor, Mr. Chair, I think, again, even last night was a good example of our discussion and good discussion on opioids and that complex legacy-type bill that a lot of members in the body didn't hear except for the first time last night. I struggled, and I wanted to work really hard with our chief author about the sunset clause, and I think we're going to continue to work on things. But last night might have been an opportunity to try to work on some things that might have actually worked. And if we would have been able to consult, you know, off the side, we might have been able to do some things. But it's just those kind of things, I think, make our work better. It makes members more engaged. I think that they are reading the bills closer, and I think they're paying attention more to what this is actually doing on the House floor. When anything leaves the House floor, it's the House position. And if you love it or hate it, sometimes you don't get a chance to really understand it until you start hearing testimony and great testimony from other members that have heard it several times. And I think that it's sort of stifling some very good ideas from half of the body that has really not had a chance to really identify what they can add to this conversation by a possible really super amendment that might do a lot of good things. So I just add it to the conversation today, folks, and I'd like to be able to have an open, honest conversation about this. I think I've never seen it here. I've never lived it, but I know it's been very well used on both sides before. I was told when I first came to the body back in 2015, it was really a good thing for the minority. Now, saying that, I think that when you were in the minority, Mr. Chair, I think you chose not to at the time. I think it's a good thing. Now that I can see it, it makes it more understandable that this might be a good idea. So I wanted to bring up the rules today, and I would hope that we could have a good conversation.
Representative Schultz.
Mr. Chair, I think if that situation happens, Representative Baker, that there's something that needs to be amended before it leaves the House floor, that you can suspend the rules and make that motion to suspend the rules and bring forward an amendment.
Representative Pawlowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to speak against the amendment, and I'm speaking against it because we use with regularity the word transparency. And the word transparency means you can see through it. I don't really want a government you can see through. I want an opaque government. I want a government that this is what it is. If I can see through it, there's a problem somewhere, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm seeing. This addition to the rules was brought forward because we would have hundreds of amendments that would be lined up on the bench in front of us. None of them heard in committee. None of them ever having one bit of testimony, and yet we're supposed to decide if those amendments are good or bad. We've even had members go down to the pages and say, these are 11th graders, what would you like in the education bill? And they would draft an amendment for the pages. Well, I have the pages in my office every Tuesday, but I don't think we should be drafting amendments for the pages on the House floor, particularly given the complexity of the K-12 bill and higher education bill.
Representative Pawlowski, I've regularly seen the 11th graders be more professional on the House floor than the members.
Mr. Chair, I have a model legislature in Winona that's 45 years old, and they would never act the way we've acted in certain situations, so I totally agree with you. But this amendment with... If these are posted 24 hours in advance, the public does have an opportunity to take a look at the amendment. They do have an opportunity to tell us what idiot put that amendment up and what the amendment actually does. And that is what we need to hear. Most of the sort of cooperative work that we like to think happens on the floor isn't cooperative work. It's partisan work. Most of the amendments that we see offered are gotcha amendments. We want to have some sort of roll call vote so we can use it in the next election. Well, at least I'd like to be able to understand the amendment that's going to be used for me or against me as that amendment is proposed, and I would like to have public input on it. So I think the rule has one of the better changes we've made. And I'll add this. We're on record introduction of bills again. Record introduction of bills. So as we flood the place with more bills, we should take time in amending those that get to the floor and be able to understand the amendment. So I speak against the change.
Representative Dowd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This is something that actually was brought in, of course, as you know, by the Democrats when they were in the majority in 13 and 14. When we took the majority after the 14 election in 15, then Majority Leader Pepin asked the minority, because this is really something that affects the minority and limits the minority's ability and voice to have input. So She asked the minority at the time, would you like to continue this, or is this something that you want changed? And then the minority, the Democrats, decided they wanted to keep it in place. This minority would like to be able to actually legislate and offer amendments based on the discussion that comes up on the floor. And that's really the problem here, and I never like to speak in opposition to something that Representative Pawlowski says, because I have such great respect for his care for this institution. But in this case, I kind of have taken to joking that the last time a mind was changed on the House floor was 50 years ago. And I actually think that's true. We don't legislate here anymore. Everything's pre-planned. It comes to the floor, and people just vote the way they were told to vote in caucus. And, if a problem comes up or there's something that comes up during debate on the House floor, it used to be that you could actually go in the back and offer an amendment or draft an amendment, bring it out, offer it on the House floor, and actually have a constructive debate about fixing that bill in a positive way. That can't happen anymore because an amendment wasn't pre-filed. Unfortunately, the House floor is, the debate that we have there is much more for show now. And I think that actually hurts the institution. We're not actually changing minds. We're not actually thinking. We're not actually, really, really debating the way we should be on the House floor. So I think this rule has actually hurt the institution. And I would be in favor of, keeping an underlying procedure in place where we can still pre-file amendments, but we don't. The part of this rule that I don't like is that we don't allow amendment to be drafted if something actually comes up on the House floor where we realize during debate, where we're actually participating and legislating, that a bill needs to be changed because there's a flaw in it. The rules don't allow us to actually legislate. They don't allow us to react to that on the House floor. And therefore, nobody pays any attention on the House floor anymore. Last night while I was speaking on the House floor, half of the members were in the back eating dinner. The seats were empty. People don't participate anymore because it's a predetermined outcome. And people aren't actually engaged in debate because if they want to make a change on the fly, they can't. The rules prohibit them from doing that. The rules prohibit us from legislating. And I frankly think that's a problem, and I think we should change it.
Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I came in at the same time as Representative Baker, and so I've only served under this rule, and so this may be just the familiarity with it, but I think that it makes for a much more effective process, because of course we're doing this work on behalf of members of the public and on behalf of Minnesotans. And the fact that at, potentially 2 in the morning, some amendment can pop up that has some significant change means that people who are trying to track what is going on are trying to follow and to be engaged. We need everybody in our state involved in our policymaking. That is a real challenge. What I guess I'd say to Representative Baker about the concerns of being able to be involved in the process is the bill is posted in advance. There's then the time to prepare the amendments. And I guess I'd note that this was put in under one majority, and the minority expressed a lot of concerns. Then when the majorities flipped, there were 4 years in which this was not changed. If this is truly harmful to the institution, if that's the concern, and it's not about this is enhancing minority rights or whatever, but this is hurting the institution, the then majority had 4 years to change it, and not a change was made. And as I say, I think that it is a helpful thing to the institution in my experience. Again, maybe limited based on what I've seen, but I would oppose this motion. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Members, I have two more people on the list. We are over time, and I'm open to either continuing this conversation to our next Rules Committee meeting or just trying to proceed to a vote. Representative Hassan, did you have a comment? Representative Pawlowski, is that acceptable?
It's acceptable to me, yes.
Okay. So, members, all in favor of the Baker motion to amend the House rules by eliminating Rule 3.33, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
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 The motion does not prevail. And, members, we are adjourned. Well, Representative Dowd, I beg it.
If I can just, I have an intent at the next meeting to bring an amendment on behalf of Rick Heller. This is something that Representative Thiessen and I both agree on, that this body can do a better job with our access to those that have hearing or vision impairment. And Rick Heller is very passionate about this, and he did give me an amendment today, but you have all not seen it, and I'm not totally comfortable with it, so I'm going to work on it, Mr. Chairman, and I would like to bring that, because I think it is something that we do need to talk about.
Representative Dowd, we can also talk about other means of addressing that issue.
Perfect. Thank you.